Psalm 92, from which our recitation came, says, "How great are thy deeds, O Jehovah! Thy thoughts are exceedingly deep. A brutish man does not know, and the senseless one does not understand this. When the wicked flourish as the herb, and all the workers of iniquity flower, it is still for them to be blotted out forever and ever. But thou, O Jehovah, art on high to eternity. For behold, thine enemies, O Jehovah, for behold, thine enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall separate themselves. But thou shalt exalt my horn as that of a unicorn. I shall become old with green olive oil, and my eye shall look on my foes. But the evildoers who rise up against me, my ears shall hear. The just one shall flourish as the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of Jehovah, in the courts of our God, they shall flourish. With gray hairs, they shall still bear fruit bountifully. They shall be flourishing and green, to tell that Jehovah is upright. He is my rock, and there is no injustice in him." We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming concerning the delights of meditation on uses as a way by which the Lord purifies us from evils. We read in Divine Providence, number 296. "The withdrawal from evil is effected by the Lord in a thousand ways, and even in most secret ways. Only some of these have been disclosed to me, and none but the most general, which are these. The delights of lusts, of which man has no knowledge, are emitted in companies or in bundles into the inner thoughts that belong to man's spirit, and from there into his exterior thoughts, in which they appear under a kind of feeling of satisfaction, or pleasure, or longing. And there they are mingled with his natural and sensual delights. There, too, are the means of separation and purification, and also the ways of withdrawal and discharge. The means are chiefly the delights of meditation, of thought, and of reflection, for the sake of certain ends which are uses. And the ends which are uses are as many as are the particulars and least particulars of one's business and office. Or again, they are as many as the delights of reflection, to the end that he may appear like a civil and moral man, and also like a spiritual man, besides the undelightful things that insert themselves. These delights, because they belong to one's love in the external man, are the means of separation, purification, excretion, and withdrawal of the delights of the lusts of evil belonging to the internal man. And this is done by means of the delights of affections for what is good and true, and for what is just and sincere, into which he comes, so far as he regards evils as sins, and in consequence shuns them and turns away from them, and still more if he fights against them. Such are the means by which the Lord purifies all who are saved. These he also purifies by external means, which have respect to fame and honor and sometimes to wealth. Nevertheless, there are implanted in these by the Lord the delights of affections of good and truth, by which they are so regulated and fitted as to become the delights of love to the neighbor." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.